Now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Yeah. Well, there's a little rain coming down on a Sunday. We're doing an unusual. It's not so unusual. You know, this is our third trip to Clarence.
Third trip in less than a year.
To the flea market / garage sale.
Yeah, last year they were having Super Sundays on the first Sundays. This year it's the third Sunday. No figure.
Doesn't make any sense, but why it doesn't have to make any sense, I guess.
We're on our way.
Oh my god. This is the first time it's actually rained garage sailing.
This year, yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't feel this is going to last, especially with that sun beating down at the same time.
Yeah, this is just a sun shower.
But, yeah, actually, Johnny Bueno got a little garage sailing in.
I did.
Yesterday.
Forgive me, Ratnick, for I have sinned. You know, that whole Catholic reference thing. But I did. Unfortunately, I, decided to, not turn off my alarm on Saturday morning and woke up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, unfortunately. It was a nice day out yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I got my newsletter done that I always do on Saturday mornings or sometime during the weekend. And it was still 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, Jesus. Garage selling doesn't even start till 9. It's like, ugh. So I took a look at the old big board. And I didn't see anything all week. And, of course, there was a sale in Seabreeze down the road for me with comic books and music. And it was like, just popped up. I had, you know, we were just talking about FOMO. Fear of missing out. So went and got some money, and I went down there, and his comics were overpriced. Quite frankly, his comics were overpriced, and they were expensive, and they weren't in the best condition. They were like more modern Spider-Mans, but they were like, you know, they were like this, I don't know, like the whole thing with the Mephisto, but they were like beat up. He wanted $5 a piece for him, so I said no. And the CDs were expensive. He was giving no deals. And then finally I saw this mint in the box tape recorder. It's a Beth and Howell, I think it is.
Bell and Howell.
Bell and Howell.
Yep.
And it's pretty cool. It's got the microphone, all the instructions. No price on that one, of course. So he threw it at me for $10, which is good for like $10. You know, it's definitely worth it. Like as long as the rubber bands hold up, like you said, that's probably the biggest thing.
I've got one that's even older than that. I've got the first. I'm trying to remember what brand it was, but like it was their first cassette recorder model, and It still works. Mine still works, but who knows for how long.
Yeah.
Usually you know they're going to go because you play it and it goes, yeah.
Hey, we're going the wrong. That's dark. It just got really dark as we turned around the corner.
Yeah. Well, we've been driving towards it for a while, so.
But, you know, my daughter was just playing. She went to the record archive earlier in the week and came home with a Wham cassette. She was all excited, so, you know, for $10, I figured she might be interested in it, and she was, she didn't like it, so, if not, if this thing ever goes, shits the bed, it'd be your backup. But what's interesting, and I'll put this on the page, the Discord page, is that on the inside of the box, someone wrote in red pen the day at which they purchased it.
Right.
And the price.
Yeah, that's what people used to do and for weird reasons.
Yeah, they just documented things. It's like all the cards that I got from my aunts and uncles and grandparents always had the dates at the bottom of them and stuff like that. So, we're 8 miles away from the flea market. And it is now all of a sudden gray and the light rain.
What do they do in Mississippi when skies are drippy?
Does that have anything to do with your fat lippy?
That's a little bugs. I used to work with a coworker who, if you wanted to crack him up, you just had to sing something from a Bugs Bunny card. That was what the guy was doing. La 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 la. What do they do in Mississippi when skies are drippy? Then you get pissed and go punch Bugs Bunny in the face. And, oh my God, I waited. I waited one day till he was cooking and he was really busy, and I did the whole whirl. By the time I got to whirl, whirl, twist and twirl, fly around like a flying squirrel, and don't you cuss and don't you swear, just come right out and form a square. The guy almost fucking lost it, like tears are running down his face. He's just like, you know that whole song. And I'm like, who doesn't know that whole song?
See, I used to work behind the grill with this short Italian kid named Pat Signorelli. And he would just, with all the Looney Tunes quotes all the time. He's like, hey, Spike, hey, Spike, you want to go play Smurf Ball? And like,
nay. Swing him low, swing him high, poke that critter in the eye. Bang.
Or, it's Quaintance for you, Rocky. Oh, but they're lovely. Oh, see? Go stick them up, see? Oh. I mean, that guy was a genius. That was an interesting sign.
Yeah, on a Facebook cartoon album covers group, I saw a Bugs Bunny record that the guy had bought from the Mel Blanc. It was Mel Blanc's actual copy of it. So somebody was flexing.
A little bit. I can remember when the Carl Stalling Project came out.
Yep.
And that was
one of my favorite albums. I got a good chunk of it on here. It never turns up, though.
Yeah, that was on... I remember getting it on CD. That when CDs were new.
Yeah. There were two of them. They came out with another one a couple years later.
Yeah,
it wasn't as good. But the first one was produced by John Zorn, who cut it all together in just a big mishmash, and it was amazing.
There was a time in my life where I would listen to that, and I would listen to the first Simpsons record.
Yeah. We used to play those at work all the time.
Yeah.
My CDs of them.
Songs in the Key of Springfield.
Yeah. The one with all the good stuff on it, all the different versions of the theme song, had Michael Jackson on it.
Yeah.
Had Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin laid an egg, Batmobile lost a wheel, and Joker got away. Oh, sorry, kid.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. Yeah.
It even had Goldblum on it. Troy, what do you think about the Planet of the Apes? The movie or the planet? The stage show. You're the human. I was born to play it. I hate every ape I see, from chimpanzee to chimpanzee. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're almost there.
And the rain still hasn't stopped. But I think it's getting worse.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it sucks for like, since I'd like to find some magazines today, they're all going to be soaking wet now.
Well, but that's the garage sale portion. You got to remember, the flea is indoors.
Right. The garage sale portion is where I'm going to find something that I'm going to sell, though.
Right.
You know, the flea part is where I'm going to go and get $20, go to the dollar record place and get $20 worth of, the flea market, I'm going to spend it all on me. So,
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Yeah. It'll be worth it for records today. You know, that's all I got. This place has
Records and
good
comics.
Places to dig through for records. They're at a they're cheap as hell, and that can't be beat these days.
What the hell is this?
ELO.
I just read the bag.
On the third day, dreaming of 3,000.
Wow.
Anyway, we'll be back with some sort of report. It's either going to be a rain out or something. We're going to get stuff today, though, no matter what happens. I just hope the rain clears out people and then it's just not a clusterfuck inside all the flea market places. That's a problem when it gets clusterfucky here. You have to deal with all the slugs. You know, the people who camp out right where you want to look, and they like pile all their stuff on top and just sort of like, I'm gonna hang out here for 40 minutes.
That happens. That's an interesting
question. Injure. It's a really bad place to put your billboard half behind a tree. That's the dumbest billboard I've seen in a while. I hope they're getting a discount price on that billboard.
Wow, it just keeps on getting worse and worse.
Yeah, well, it's not as black as it was a minute ago, I guess.
It's because we're in the middle of it.
Oh, well. Listen to that. That's the sound of garage sale shit, baby. Welcome to the Garage Sale Gloat Time Machine. I know we were on the way to Clarence to go to the flea market, but guess what? There was no flea market and it rained, as you heard the rain on there. Then, the next week, we went garage sale and we were going to pick up, but guess what? I didn't charge the recorder. So,
praise Grom!
So we didn't record last week. So here it is, 2 weeks later. It is a Friday. We may be going out tomorrow too, but we just dropped Johnny Bueno's daughter off at college and
unpacked
her stuff.
I had to do my fatherly duties and as a result took a day off from work, but I didn't have to drive more than 40 minutes to drop her off, and it only took us 25 minutes to unload.
Yep.
So we're going to do some garage sailing on the way back to the home base.
So it's just going to be a very stuffed garage sale gloat as today. As right now, we'll go over a little bit. We did get some stuff. We got some stuff in Clarence and we got some stuff last week garage sailing. Not a lot of garage sales last week, but we had some pretty good ones.
Yeah, for what we got a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah.
I think I did anyway.
I think that Clarence I got, I think all I really got there was a few records. I got, oh, wait. Sorry, I always got to take a pause for Lonesome Cowboy Bert. The immortal, actually dead, Jimmy Carl Black. I've actually played puppets with Jimmy Carl Black. Anyway.
So anyways, we're talking about Clarence. What a train wreck.
It poured rain before we got there.
Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And a lot of it started with the fact that initially we were planning on having a garage sale at my house last weekend. And so you were short on money, and my daughter was supposed to help me in starting a garage sale. Well, she never got around to it because she was busy, and my wife was working, and 80% of the garage sale was going to be their stuff. So we decided, you know what, no garage selling, and then we decided we were going to go to Clarence because we thought they were going to have garage sale days there. But instead, they duped us into what they called Super Sunday, which was more like a Super Soaker Sunday.
It was like about five of the like most slovenly, scumbaggy dealers there.
And they just, it was like, we're making deals, and it's like, there was no deals.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was like dealing with Mephisto.
Yeah.
It was just like, how much are the records? Oh, you know, between $2 and $10.
Yeah. Well, the record guy was just like, oh, just pick them out, blah, blah, blah. So he had all these records that were good records.
No, the other guy I was talking about.
Yeah, that guy.
The second guy.
Or the guy who told you everything's half price and then some of them weren't half price or
whatever. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second, the Simpsons stuff.
I'm trying to remember what records I got. I got, I think I got Billy Joel. No, I don't think I got the Billy Joel one there.
No, you were looking through that one guy's stack of records.
Well, they were all water damaged. I got a Neil Young one. I got, I think I got Russ Never Sleeps.
Yeah.
And, a couple other records, but they were all water damaged. The vinyls were nice inside. But,
anyways, it was just a very frustrating day. We don't want to wallow too
much. But he had all these Grateful Dead records that were all the covers were trashed on them.
And then he even let you make an offer on them.
And I pulled them out, and he's like, you probably got the Grateful Dead records. And I'd go, yeah, and he just took them from me. And he goes, you're probably not going to want to pay. He's like, I'm going to ask for too much money for these. So he just took them from me. And at the end, I'm like, do you mind me asking how much you were going to? And he goes, he had two of them. He goes, one was a Grateful Dead album. The other one was, I think I had Europe 72.
Right.
And Olden in the Way, which is Jerry Garcia.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I'm going to need $50 for both of them. And I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. That's, that's way too much.
Yeah. And I had a hard time negotiating with the guy with the Simpson figures. And the best thing they made, I got two Simpson things. I got the Principal Skinner playset. And the reason why I bought that is because it had a $20 price tag on it. And he didn't want to go against his word, the fact that he had a $20 price tag. Because that's really about what it's worth, like $20-$25.
Yeah.
And then after that, everything else was unpriced, so he could just do whatever he wanted price-wise.
Right.
So I eventually got one other figure, Luigi, for $10.
But he was over there doing business with you, and every time he tried to do business with you, these guys would just walk in and be like, hey, man, and like just pull him away from you. It was just...
And the whole place smelled like pee.
Yes, it did.
Like you were saying, it's just like, it was not nearly as... like, we just got to go for the garage selling and just leave.
Yeah.
Which actually I think is next Sunday. Next Sunday is the next garage sale days and clearance. But we'll actually have something. We've been working on something fun for that.
Yeah.
So just you kids wait.
Yeah. We're going to go super retro for that one, but that's all
like
we'll say.
Stranger Things.
But we ended up going back into Rochester, and our farmer's market had a flea market, and we ended up picking up stuff
there. You did anyways.
Well, I got this big, big poster size lenticular test.
R&D.
It was Kodak was R&Ding all these super, you know, like very animated lenticular pictures. So it was just like examples of all the ones from movies. It had Xena in there. And, you know, just all the basic different uses for it. So you pick up this big poster with these little squares, and you tip it, and it's just this whole thing of...
They're like one-inch thumbnails.
Yeah, and they're all moving.
It was like a 2x3-foot piece.
Yeah.
It's like wild.
So when you move it, it's just like this whole screen with moving images all over it.
It's like watching a million different little TV screens.
It was fantastic. And the guy wanted $10 for it, which is more than I usually would pay for something like that.
It's just too cool.
But it's too cool. And he's like, it'll probably go for $50 on eBay. And he's right, but I'm not going to sell it because it's just too fucking cool. I got a Book of the Subgenius.
First edition
for $3.
God damn it.
I got a...
Praise Bob.
I got a Don Martin Mad Collection, like a big trade paperback size one. And I got this Pendulum game that was like a alternate to like a Ouija board.
Oh,
that I'd never heard of.
That's right.
And as soon as I got that home, my roommate says, "You're not selling that, are you?" And I'm like, "No, don't worry, I'm not selling it." And she's like, "That's too cool. We got to keep that." And I'm like, "Okay, so, done."
Knock off Ouija.
And so that was
an odd looking field. Wow.
Yeah, it's a grazing field.
It's a grazing field, but what's flowing me off are all those just weird.
Those are the plants. Those are the plants that the cows don't like.
Yeah.
Because man, they must have all the cows must not be out because that field is well grazed.
Yeah.
Either that, or those are something that. Oh, they're thistle bushes. That's why, because they grow like those things grow like weeds because they're weeds.
That's interesting. We're not going to go there, but there's a sign ahead that says
model helicopter show. Yay! So. All right. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Calm your ass down. Somewhere on another fucking ethereal plane, Boognish is battling Grom for supremacy.
Wow, Dieter's slaving away.
Meanwhile, let's move forward another week to last Saturday.
We're double kicking the balls.
Where we had a pretty good run last Saturday.
Or should I say, a humiliating kick in the crotch.
I guess.
No, when that kid ran off with those.
Oh, you see, I don't take that as a huge. I'm just like, hey, earlier.
It was just so funny how it happened.
We got the first garage sale. We got this one lady, and it was one we'd been to before and bought records from, but they didn't have the records out. And the wife was putting up these just fucking. When I say box sets of K-pop records, they were like, you know, cigar, like these beautiful closed box sets.
Yeah.
Probably cost 56, 60 bucks each.
Yeah.
And she was just selling them all for $2. And the guy was buying all, obviously about 50 of them because they charged him 100 bucks and he was loading up his car.
Yeah.
And about to make a fortune.
But it was just so funny because right before we pulled into that, we realized that we weren't recording. So we had that hanging over us, and it was, like, still kind of dark out. It was, like, 8:30 in the morning, and everyone was in a haze, including the people putting the stuff out. And all of a sudden, you hear, I don't know, $100, and it's, like, it just rang out. Everybody just kind of froze and looked over, and the next thing you know, that kid's, like, running to his van.
Loading up his car and
like,
literally sprinting
to his van to grab his totes.
Well, I walked over and I went and I didn't know they were cape. I didn't know they were CDs.
No.
I just saw the boxes. I reached for one. He goes, "Those are mine." And
yeah.
I'm like, "Okay, all right, sorry, dude." And to tell you the truth, if he hadn't been there, I probably would have thought we should buy all of these. But I probably would have bought like five of them.
I would have bought them all just because I know my daughter knows everything about them.
And
but as I told you afterwards,
for $2 for a box set CD of the one of the most popular genres of music these days, that are probably all imports anyway.
But the week before, my daughter bought one of those for $12 at the Record Archive. So I rationalized that a little bit to make myself feel a little bit better.
$12 would have still, but that still would have been $1,200. You know, but. Yeah, you win some, you lose some.
We did really well, though.
We went to this one guy had a half-price record sale.
Yeah.
And obviously it had been picked through. If we'd gotten there before it got picked through, there would have been a lot better records there, but they also would have been full price.
And they're also in beautiful condition.
Oh, what's this? Neighborhood sales.
This is where we're going.
So, yeah, I got that Invisible Man. I got a Beatles White Album there for $7.
And you got Sanford and Son under my nose.
Yep, Sanford and Son, but you got the Red Fox.
Right.
You know, and you got the You got the Kojak, Power Records Kojak record.
And I got
looking
that,
like yeah. Neil Adams.
Yeah, I should post that on that site.
Yeah.
And then I got that. I was just looking at it this morning. What's the name of that old early white Santana record?
Oh, with the Abraxas.
Lion, yeah, with the lion. That was beautiful.
Yep. And just a lot of good records. You can go to our Discord. I'll be posting up pictures. I got a Spike Jonze record.
I put everything
I got that at a record store.
I put everything on the Facebook page. I haven't put it on Discord yet. But praise Grom. We're here. We've got at least 3 sales to look at right now.
Yes.
And there's more around the corner.
Yeah, man. I don't care either. All
really?
Right.
Really, dude?
So we just polished off a little neighborhood sale. Not the worst neighborhood sale for a crappy little suburb.
Yeah, really, it wasn't too bad.
Not horrible. Nothing incredibly, insanely awesome, but I got a couple DVDs, Slapshot and Animal House for 50 cents a piece. Got a 5-book set of Goosebumps. Still in its wrapping, but I think this is like wrapping from a secondhand store.
Ollie's or something.
Yeah. But 5 mint condition R.L. Stine. Then I got one of the Origami Yoda books, The Secret of the Fortune Wookiee, and a Jedi Academy semi-comic. It's like half comic. Then I got 6 Black Lagoon books, and they look like sort of monster books. They have nothing to do with the creature of the Black Lagoon. It looks like it's a crocodile is the main character, and it's illustrated by the famous Jared Lee, who used to do a lot of like Bananas, all the comics for Bananas magazine.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about all I got.
I got a couple of books at that first sale. They were hardcover, like, they're like the Scholastic, but they're not, you know what I mean? I forget what they're called. But I got a Star Wars Lego, and I got a Minecraft book. And then I got American Hustle. Was it for $1 and Blu-ray still in the shrink wrap? So I spent $5 there. And then I bought a Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl 43 yellow wool scarf for $3. I know you don't do sports ball stuff, but
no.
That sort of memorabilia stuff is very collectible. Especially Super Bowl stuff of teams that's in good shape. Or I can make a nice birthday or Christmas present for people you know.
People I know.
What else did I get? I got a couple more DVDs as well. I get the 2 Michael Moore ones.
Yeah.
Fahrenheit 9/11 and...
Bowling for Columbine.
Right. And I got the 2 of those for $1. And then I got a Super Bowl 26... seat cushion.
Ass mat.
Yeah. That they came with the Super Bowl ticket when you went to see the Super Bowl. And that was a Super Bowl in Minneapolis in which the Buffalo Bills got their asses handed to them by the Washington then Redskins. And the running back for the Buffalo Bills famously forgot his helmet and missed the first series of the Super Bowl. That shows you how prepared he was.
What, he couldn't get another, just wear another helmet?
Well, no, they're all specific to their head, so they don't get knocked out.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills are famous for going to the Super Bowl 4 times and losing. But what people don't talk about is the Buffalo Bills, when they got to the Super Bowl, they partied. They didn't hang out. They didn't really take it seriously. I mean, they practiced, but they didn't, like, treat it like it was the most important game of their lives. So even when they were favored, they got their asses kicked. Because, you know, they just were kind of being goofballs about it.
Well, let's just say there might be a lot of industrial waste in the Buffalo area from past times, so just take that into account.
Yeah.
Plus, they're football players. They're not exactly known as being, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Smart. That
being kind of like the one main football player in the Archie comics was named Moose.
Yeah, they're usually there's a scientific word for it. Morons, that's what it is. Yeah, they're homunculus. That might be a word for it too. But if you can tell, I'm not a big football fan. Football player fan.
I know. You're talking to a guy who wrote a song called Jock Itch of the Brain. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you, broski.
But, anyway, not bad for a Friday.
And now,
not bad for a day where we weren't even really supposed to be going out. We just sort of were able to piggyback it.
We got a couple of fun sales coming up. They're estate sales. The first one is billed as a, quote, ginormous sale.
Oh, okay.
And it looks pretty ginormous.
Excellent.
And then there's another one after that that's got a couple pinball machines and video games.
Because people really, really play fast and loose with huge and with their sizes of their garage sales
on
their
side. This one looks legit. This one actually looks legit.
How many huge garage sales have we gone to? I mean, you got to see pictures of that. But, like, you see, like, someone's front yard one, it's, like, huge garage sale, and it's like, it's a garage sale.
I mean, huge in your mind, maybe.
I see the garage sale, and I'm like, these people better be fucking little people.
Come on, man! Let's bring it!
That's when you just kick down their door and go like, I'm buying shit in your house because this isn't huge enough. You want this to be huge, you better...
I am taking the kitchen sink!
Rustling,
and you're going to like it!
Rustling through their kitchen.
That's another sound.
Taking all your wife's underwear, man.
That's another sound bite you could put.
You're stuck with
what's happening to me?
You're stuck with that, yeah. At least for this season. We'll see if we can come up. Hey, look, it's the Lumberjack Festival. They better have wooden statues of you there.
No, that's the Hungry Jack Festival.
The Hungry Jack Festival is where they have statues of you made out of pancakes. That's where that is. That's it, man. I'm calling you pancakes from now on.
That'll be like that statue. Some schmuck will, like, run into it, and, like, maple syrup will pour out of it.
It's bees all over it. All right, well, all right, I think we're caught up on our garage sale stuff.
We're going to, 2 minutes away, half a mile away from Viewpoints. Oh, I got a suspected spam phone call. That's my new dial tone, by the way. Can you imagine if I had that for a dial tone? And I, like, let it go off at work?
Yeah, sure.
That would be awesome.
That's what you should do. I'm sure you can find a screaming chicken ringtone. Because why not? Since phones exist and screaming chickens exist, the two have got to go together.
Well, this has got to be a first for garage sale gloat.
We're in
Gananda.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have not been in Gananda. Gananda.
It's meant to sound like it's Native American.
This might be our first Wayne County excursion.
Yeah.
We're actually in Wayne County now. Wayne County.
We were in Ontario County for a little bit. Whoa.
All right. I'm sorry, we gotta go, but we'll be back.
Get that, Louie Louie.
All right, another frustrating and
estate
sale, full of great stuff. But let's talk about some asshole signs. A antique price Like, okay, so that little piggy bank that they had for $60.
Yeah.
I picked up those for about $1, $2, $3 at garage sales, and then turn around and sell them for $20, $30 at the most.
I know.
At the most. It was all chipped up.
Well, you heard the guy down there. He was like, there was one guy who was commiserating because he's asking us about pricing. Because there's a lot of beautiful Star Wars vintage stuff and Minnesota Vikings memorabilia and like billiards pool stuff. And the Star Wars stuff was vintage, but it was old, and it was everything. It was not only priced high, but it was priced weird. And the fact that he would put like one, and then he'd make the 100 two small zeros.
So it looked like a dollar.
Right. It looked like a dollar. And then he'd put a line after that. So it looked like a dollar, but it's really $100.
Yeah, he had these Buck Rogers spaceships that looked like they were $2 and $2.50.
And they were $200 and $250.
And not in that great shape. Like I could have bought that Ewok Village. It was complete. It had all the pieces that are usually missing. No box, but a pile of figures. It had $250 on it. So I could have sold that. I could have sold that for $300. So it's just like...
So if you really want to get into a fight, you got to camp out there tomorrow morning when it's half off. Because that's what you have to
even
do.
Even then, it's not a good deal. Like,
no.
He's trying to run an antique shop at an estate sale.
Well, that's what they do, though. That's what estate sales. That's why we don't go to too many of them. But we're out in the boonies, and we don't have many places. We're looking for garage sales.
Well, they're going to end up with all that. They're going to end up with all that Star Wars stuff, even at half the price, sitting down in that basement forever.
Well, eventually, someone will make him an offer he can't refuse. But it's not going to be us because we're not going to drive 45 minutes
to get the money they want for those Star Wars things. You would have to go onto eBay. You would have to take all that shit, clean it, organize it, pack it, and send it out for that much money.
Yeah.
And so...
There are retail prices.
Yeah, they were, but he had them for that price, but they were all, dirty and, you know... And dirty isn't bad. You can just wipe them off and
clean
them
up. But let's get to the good part, what I got. Which was the...
That Lone Ranger comic?
Well, yeah, the Lone Ranger comic for a dollar. Oh, $2. I'm like... Both
scotch
edges...
Scotch tape.
Are scotch taped on it.
Yeah.
It's just like, come on, man. So I told him a dollar. But no, the Darth Vader thing that I got.
Oh, yeah.
most important thing that I got.
Well, that is the most common of the Star Wars carrying cases, but it is an original Darth Vader case.
And it had original figures in it.
It had some original figures. More importantly,
and
it had a little bag of weapons and stuff like that. Some of them were pieces of figures, but it also had the cardboard insert in it, which is good.
And they didn't even charge me tax. That's how crappy an estate sale it was.
Well, it was obvious his wife was working the thing, and she was pissed.
And she looked like she was like drunk.
She was mad, and she was just like, she goes, how much are the records? $2, $2. And then she looks at me and goes, is that all? And I'm like, yeah, sorry. it's frustrating. It's frustrating to see all that neat stuff, you know. I want to get it for $15 in a box and just take it away. And then I tried to go... They had all these CDs, nice CDs too. A lot of good, like Beatles CDs and stuff like that. Just solid, nice CDs. And these people were trying to decide whether they wanted to buy them all for $100. A, for $100, you just buy them all.
Yeah.
You go, thanks, I'll take them. You don't pick through them and look at every one of them.
Oh, that's dear.
You know, because you're getting them for...
Less than a dollar a piece.
Oh, no. There were like 300 there. You're getting them for 35 cents a piece or something. Then you just buy them and go home and look at that. But no, they were sitting there and they're wavering over it. And it's like, I would like to buy these even at $2 a piece. but I can't look at them because you're hogging them up.
Yeah, they're
do your deal.
They were doing the classic comic convention geek.
Yeah,
spread out over four boxes so no one else can get in there.
Well, the guy's wife was helping him. She didn't know what he was doing, and he was yelling at her.
Yeah, he was being a real peach.
I had to give him hard eyes at the end of the thing.
Well, yeah, because he's standing over the girl who's actually working there, and he's yelling at her.
I think that was his girlfriend.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
I thought she was working there.
No, they were they were couple bickering. That's why that was what my domestic violence.
Well, then I
would
have shut up. I should have shut up then. Oh well. Hopefully, he's not following us to the next estate sale to kick my ass.
Oh, I'll break him over my knee.
Nice.
I already made that very, clear to him when he, I can't remember what you said, but.
What did I say? I said to him, because I was
like, those are the ones I cherry picked, and you're like, well, that's what you get for cherry picking. And he's like, I blah 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 blah, and he's like looking, like getting that like turn around and like, I'm gonna fucking, brr, brr, and I just like stared at him dead.
Yeah,
in the soul.
I just thought, well, because I thought he was standing over. That's the smelly dump.
Well, if it was his girlfriend, whoever he was standing over, he was treating her like shit.
He was.
But whatever, that's between the two of them.
And that's typical for estate sales.
But if somebody's going to give us hard eyes, I'm going to stare at them until they look down at the ground, and that's what he did.
Wow, this is a very lumpy road. Wayneport? I've never been in Wayneport.
Ah, there's probably a good reason for that.
You think it'd be called like Wayneport?
I got. There was this one guy that lived in the building next to the bar I worked at, and he came down and saw the hayseeds, and he loved them, and was just obsessed with calling me Wayne forever after that. Well, Wayne.
Oh, look! We're going over a one-lane bridge.
Yeah.
I like that.
I was doing that yesterday. Actually, the same one we went through a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that one in Pittsford.
Yeah, I went through that yesterday, and there were people who didn't know how to work it and were
canal driving.
were clumping it all up. It was very amusing. But, yeah, I had high hopes for that place, and they had lots of neat antiques, and they're all priced way more than they should have been.
Yeah, the capper was is not only they highly priced, but they were like highly priced in a very sneaky, tricky,
in a very of them look like some of the 250 like that
literally look $2.50.
That original Millennium Falcon with its box looked like it was $15. It was $150.
Yeah,
it's really worth $150. It's probably worth $200, but I would have had to take it home. Fucking polish it all up, do an eBay auction, pay eBay, blah blah blah. It's not worth it was worth getting if you were a collector or something and you wanted it for your own personal collection. I'm not in the market for personal collection of toys anymore.
But you know what? I'm gonna use a corporate term on you right now. It's time for a bio break.
Is it, you think they have a bathroom here?
Taco Bell.
Oh, at Taco Bell for sure. Okay. Yeah, I think I'll be doing that myself. All right. Time to go pee-pee.
Peace is the love of a foe as a friend.
Peace is the love.
Peace is the love you
King Crimson, why are you being so wimpy? Why are you being so wimpy, King Crimson? This King Crimson, they're such a nice, relaxing band.
This reminds me of going to the bathroom in Flushing Meadows.
Ah, Flushing Meadows.
That's a U.S. Open tennis joke, people.
Or a Simpsons joke.
It's both.
Thank you.
All right. Rocking out to some dollar store Star Trek music. We just went to a, out here in Hicksville, we went to a little church sale, very Jesus-y, listening to a preacher on the radio talking this, about the second coming.
And how you need to put money because it's an investment for eternity. An investment for eternity.
You know what that also means, though? No good books.
Oh, I know.
I think they weeded out any R-rated movies out of the DVDs.
I figured they did. I was afraid of that.
I got a couple, what did I get? I got a couple DVDs. Nothing too special. I was just trying to round it out because it was a shopping bag for $5. So I got a Flip Wilson record, I got the Hooked on Classics record, and I got my Garth hat.
Yes,
you
did.
I got a baseball hat with glorious blonde hair. Once I'm back, baby, I'm back.
I'll say this. Even though the garage sailing has just been so-so today, the pictures along the way have definitely made up for it.
Well, we got Garth in. We got a Garth picture and a grumpy baby.
The grumpy baby is... it's going to be my profile picture at some point.
It's like beyond grumpy. It's a surly baby.
Well, wouldn't you be surly if someone stuck a $3 price tag on your forehead?
Yeah, that's the thing. that's the thing. It also looks like it's like... It makes it look religious. It makes it look Hindu or something. With the dot in the middle of his head. And just surly eyes.
Lots of strange naked dolls today. You'll get to see it later on. But
Out in the country, you know.
Yeah.
They like them young here.
They were with the sewing room. All the sewing stuff.
But, yeah. Not bad. Not bad so far. Not the greatest garage sale day, but it's at least interesting.
I mean, I got the $30 Star Wars Darth Vader with all the figures.
Yeah.
I mean, not bad for taking your daughter to college. We'll take it, right? And we got beautiful blue skies here.
Evelyn's wow! Yeah, for the most part, we're sort of... But there's... I don't know. I was looking at all the weather predictions today, and they were like, it was all sunny. There was no rain. I think there was supposed to rain today and possibility of it tomorrow, and I think it all happened last night. We had a freakish. I was in my backyard last night, and there was just a downpour and hurricane winds on our neighbor behind us. And it was barely sprinkling and not, the air wasn't moving in our yard. I was just like watching a downpour next door and waiting for it to come, you know, edging towards my door. And it never came until, it rained all last night though. I'm going to get to mow my lawn pretty soon finally.
Got a good soaking. That happened to me once where I was ready to cross the O'Rourke Bridge, which connects the city of Rochester, Charlotte area to West Irondequoit, the Genesee River. Sunny on the Irondequoit side and pouring rain in Charlotte.
Yeah.
It was just like separated by the river and the bridge. Craziest thing I've ever seen. That was last year.
The river probably made some sort of like...
Wall.
Heat wall or cooling wall or something that kept it going that way. I don't know what was going on with my neighbors, but I mean, like, their trees were just, like, flying all over the place, and I looked over at our trees and, like, not a movement,
That's an evil spirit. It's the spirit of Grom.
Well, our neighbors are don't tread on snake people, and the husband's kind of a dick. Like, I've never spoken to him, but the first day we were there, we were looking on our backyard, and the lady of the house, I don't know if it's his wife or girlfriend, probably wife, came and was like, hi, welcome to the neighborhood, and basically was like, our property starts here, and we were like, oh, this lady's nice and friendly and stuff, and she's never spoken to us since, so it was just to tell us
right.
where their property started and where ours ended.
She was pleasant.
Yeah, she was nice, but her husband, their dogs are, they have two big dogs that are not very friendly, which is a bad sign for their owners, and the husband just installed some insane electrical equipment because they were putting in this giant power box with just giant wires going in it. I'm like, I wonder what the hell is going on over there. But I see him when I'm walking. He'll be walking the dogs. He'll walk by him. I'm like, hi, how are you doing? And he just walks right by.
Well, maybe if you wore that wig, he'll be a little more friendly.
Maybe. We'll see. I'll try it. I'll give it a try tonight. I'll go ahead.
You know what? We forgot to grab that sweet corn at the dorm where Ellie was.
The free sweet corn?
Yeah.
Leave that for the starving students. They'll all be boiling. The whole place is going to smell like boiling corn by the end of the night.
That's delicious.
Actually, that corn would be more like later in the school year when they're really broke. That's when you should put that corn. Well, that... You know.
Well, you can like cook it up and then put it in a trough for them. Yeah,
that's how college students like it anyway. They like all their shit in a trough.
Did you see the news a couple nights ago about a quarter mile out from Lake Ontario, the giant water spout during a storm?
No, I would have loved to have seen that.
He has pictures of it. It's like, that's a little too close to home for me. That's the last thing I need is something like that coming inland towards my house.
They don't, though. They're a water spout. They have to be over water. They're harmless. They're harmless.
It was a big one, too.
Yeah. Even if you're riding around in your boat, they're not a big deal. But they're cool. I would like to see one someday in person.
Well, we're 10 minutes from the next one. 14 minutes, actually, in 10 miles.
Luckily, only seconds for you guys. And once again, denied. Every time we've ever tried to go to the wonderful Maria's Mexican restaurant, where I cut my cooking teeth with that family, with my adopted Mexican family, the Duartes. Jesus Manuel Duarte and Gloria Duarte. And love to go in there to eat. Their food is wonderful. Every time we've ever tried to go their garage, show, oh, that's a neat little house there.
Yeah.
Wow, it's super spiffy. It looks like it was like offices at one time, and now someone's living there. That's a neat little 50s place, though.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, we're coming up on the Village of Webster.
Home of Wendy O. Williams.
You want to do the Ravino's thing, or we can just keep on going.
Let's go to the garage sales, and maybe it'll be 4 o'clock and we can get a fresh Maria's meal, or maybe not. I don't know. I'm getting kind of hungry right now.
It's
so
only 2:15.
Yeah, but hey, you know, don't underestimate how much I can delay my gratification when it comes to garage sailing.
You mean your gut worm?
Yeah, my tapeworm. I'm trying to lose a little weight anyway, so that my back doesn't ache. But at least I got my hair back, man. I hope I'm not getting bed bugs right now. That's the only thing I'm worried about. Oh, well. We'll be back in just a second with more garage sale news and reviews.
Two shakes of a sheep's tail.
Well,
the place we're going to go to with the next is closed at 3.
Oh, well, it's 3:12.
Yeah.
Well, we just hit another, I guess this was more of an estate sale, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, it was an estate sale.
And good stuff. a lot of records solid, a lot of records that I'm not really, wasn't really into that were, but still, like, they're all in beautiful condition. I got a couple Beach Boys, which may be going to the Hair Metal Hero. I bought this just because
It
was in such wonderful shape.
How?
Let's see what else.
How could you?
I got The Hissing of Summer Lawns by Joni Mitchell. I'm starting to really like Joni Mitchell. She's a fucking freak.
Yeah?
Another Beach Boys Surfer Girl. I got Beach Boys Greatest Hits Volume 1 and 2.
She has no offense, but...
What?
She's kind of like a... She's built like a teenage boy.
Is she?
Yeah.
No, this is models in the 60s. They were all like Twiggy, tall and... No, you know what? It's because we're used to... I don't know. I think she's got a... I like the all-natural 60s, 70s style.
I'm just saying that...
She doesn't have big boobs is what you're saying. But she's got boobs. There's just some regular-sized boobs on her. She's just...
I don't want to get sexist.
She's just unnaturally tall. She's just like stretched out tall.
Yeah, it's like...
Tall and thin and natural was the 60s model look. I got a Renaissance. Who I don't really like Renaissance, but they're not... They're not... People really like them, but they weren't, like, really popular, so the records are kind of rare. But who's next? I think this is the last gasp of Keith Moon.
Mooney Dog.
Beach Boys, the Beach Boys Love You album, which is their weirdest album of all time. Very strange album. It's probably the only Beach Boys album I like. Aztec Two-Step.
That was they're really popular in the early 90s.
Yeah. And...
Oh, no. You got another one?
Yes. This is the 1981 American Top 40.
Nice.
And you get to the American Top 40 theme. What do you think that song's called? Shuck-a-tomb. So, it doesn't tell. There's usually ads in here. There's usually, like, a lot of double mint gum ads.
Okay, what do you want to do right now? Because we don't have a place to go.
It's 3:15. We might as well get something to eat and call it a day, don't you think?
I mean, we can do that. I was going to try and get us over to the Rubino's place if you want to do that. Unless you want to wait 45 minutes to go to...
Well, what are we going to do for 45 minutes?
I could do a show. It'll be the longest gloat ever.
Yeah, we'll just sit and
continue
talk.
To gloat.
Well, if we end up going out tomorrow, that's going to be in this show too. So we're technically... probably still going.
Plus the Clarence one.
Well, the Clarence one's another... No. I'm saying...
Right.
I'm saying this will all be part of one big, giant show.
And we're talking about the show while we're on the show right
so,
now.
So, yeah. Well, I'm thinking we might just be saying goodbye for today.
Correct.
We might be on the road tomorrow.
I think we will be, quite frankly. We really spent a lot of money.
Okay. That's true.
I didn't, anyways.
No, neither did I. Well, I did it this way. I spent $31 at this one. Man. But this is worth more than $31 right here.
Can you sell it, though?
We'll see. That was 20 years ago I tried to sell it. We'll see. Like, basically, whoever owned American Top 40 20 years ago doesn't own it today. So it depends on how... I don't think
that... I have the one that you had from before. I have it on cassette. I have the whole thing on cassette.
The American Top 40?
Yeah, from 1978 that you used to own.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it on cassette. I taped it off you.
Oh, you taped it off me. I was going to go, Why would they make that on cassette for a radio station?
No, I taped it off you.
Oh, so it's got all the double mint gum ads and all that stuff.
No, there's no ads on yours. This is some, like, it's just all the music and Casey Kasem.
Oh. Yeah, no, those all had, I'm almost sure those all had ads.
No, they didn't have commercials on them.
Let's see, number 40 was Give It To Me, Baby by Rick James. A garage sale gloat song. Let's skip to number one.
Played that a couple weeks ago.
Let's see what the number one song, oh my God. You'd never guess what the number one and number two songs
of 19... Sheena Easton, My Sugar Walls?
No. 1981.
Oh, Start Me Up, Rolling Stones.
Number one, Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. Number two, this one's one you don't hear, like, ever anymore. George Harrison, All Those Years Ago.
I remember that song.
Number three, The One That You Love by Air Supply. Number four, Jesse's Girl. Daryl Hall and John Oates, You Make My Dreams. The Oak Ridge Boys. Guess which one?
I don't know.
Giddy up, oom, papa, mau, mau. Elvira.
Elvira.
You couldn't get away without hearing that on the radio every... Oh, my God. Believe It or Not by Joe Scarberry. Isn't that the Greatest American Hero? Yeah. Oh, Slow Hand by the Pointer Sisters. I Don't Need You by Kenny Rogers. Yeah, Hearts by Marty Balin. I don't even remember that song. Boy from New York City by Manhattan Transfer. Oh, my God. Number 22 is 7 Year Ache by Roseanne Cash. Number 24, Sweet Baby by Stanley Clark and George Duke, who used to play with Zappa. Touch Me When We're Dancing by The Carpenters. I don't know what any of those songs sound like. I know what The Stroke sounds like by Billy Squire, though. Oh, Phil Collins. I got Phil Collins in the air tonight.
No hairpiece required.
Yeah. All right. We got Endless Love on here, too. Anyway, whole American Top 40 show from July 18th, 1981. And I got a DVD of Children of Men. Fantastic movie. It, like, sealed. Sealed in wrapper. And the Rolling Stones Stripped Live Acoustic.
I saw that.
Very good album. Very good album.
I got a couple cool CDs. I got a couple Bonnie Raitt CDs for the missus. And what else was there that I got? I got a couple more CDs as well. Oh, I got another Miramax movie with Jude Law. Blu-ray.
Okay. I got to take this wig off if we're going to go to eat. Sorry. All right. Well, I guess we're saying goodbye, but just goodbye for now. We'll be back in a second. It'll be a day for us, but just a second for you on this mega, mega garage sale gloat. And we're not even done for the summer.
It's Labor Day sized.
It is Labor Day sized. We're going into labor on garage sale gloat. Well, Johnny and I are sitting outside of what was supposed to be the divorce. What was the ad?
She said, he had to go and now his stuff has to go.
And obviously, I think it all went yesterday.
Yeah, because this door is closed.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing happening here. But we went to another garage sale with lots of model kits.
Yeah, and they were open yesterday. He was a admitted eBay seller who was clearing out a locker.
You and I have been in there before. We've been in that room before, and I've been in there with Scotty too. He's a regular, but I've always gotten something there.
Yeah, you find something. I mean, even when you're picking through the wreckage, is that good luck to have a chipmunk cross your path?
I don't know.
Anyways, I got those Batman cards, a really nice stack of those. See if I can't finally make a set out of them.
Right. It looked like it might be a full set. It was.
There's a lot of cards in that set.
Yeah. That's, oh yeah.
I think there's like close to 200 of them.
Oh okay. So they were marketing the hell out of that. I got a Lunar Lander model for $5 and an old 50s, I think it's called Plastic Village or Plastic Town, but that it's a ranch house, very similar to the house I'm living in now. So I'm going to put that together, put that in my basement. Unless it's worth $5,000, and it won't be, because he has it on, he had to take it.
If it's worth like, $500, you're selling it.
Yeah. But it's not.
Come on, man.
It's not worth $500 because he had to take both of them off his. He's like, let me tell me which ones you're buying so I can take them off eBay, which means they're just sitting on eBay and nobody's buying them.
I would spend $1,000,000 to buy that model kit.
Yeah, well, not prying it from my cold, dead hands. Oh, look. It's 9:15, and the don't drink and drive signs are already up by the side of the freeway. Fucking Rochester, New York.
Well, you know what? Some people, it's not that they're drinking, it's just that they're still drunk.
Yes.
Especially close by the lake, those barflies.
Yeah, it is Saturday, so that is feasible.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to a place near and dear to your heart, Clifforddale.
Clifforddale? That sounded dangerous.
Clifforddale Park. And I think after that, we might have some time.
Clifforddale Pikes. Clifforddale Parkus.
I might take you for a donut afterwards if you're a
good. Oh yeah,
if you're a good boy.
I like donuts.
You know where?
And I'm not even a cop.
Yeah, but you know the donut place we love to go.
Yes.
So we might have some time to actually get over there.
Yum yum yum! Fresh, warm donuts.
No, people, it is not Krispy Kreme.
No.
You can cram your Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme came, was a big hit, and then died.
Shriveled.
Like, just fucking...
Puckered.
Crashed into the ground and disappeared in, like, 2 years span. It was the hot... Everybody was going to get those things, and then everybody was just like, yeah, I have diabetes now. I can't go to Krispy Kreme anymore. I got the beatus. All right.
Yeah, they've all been taken over by Allegra stands.
Well, that wasn't as dramatic in an outro as I anticipated. So here. All right, just went to a garage sale today.
Garage.
25 cents, almost like all the DVDs are 25 cents. Dollar for the Blu-rays.
And I only bought one Blu-ray.
Good taste. I got a lot of DVDs that are like still packaged.
Nice.
But like this Valerian and the City of 1,000 something.
Yeah.
I've heard this is pretty good. Blowout by Brian De Palma. I got some science fiction horror book, a Naruto, for a quarter. Eastern Promises, some David Cronenberg. Trapped the Devil, no idea what that is. Another copy of Death Proof. Dead Man.
Nice.
Jim Jarmusch.
That's a great movie. I saw that in the theater.
In black and white, so did I. And it's got the Indian guy in it, the Native American guy who looks like Tony.
Yeah.
Tony from Buddhahood, yeah. The late Tony. Lost in Translation with Bill Murray. This is the End. Have you ever seen This is the End?
Yes.
Fucking hilarious.
204 Seneca.
Prometheus. I may already have Prometheus. I might have doubles of Prometheus, but for a quarter, I'm picking up David Lynch, Mulholland Drive. Yes. And
yes.
A wrapped copy of Bone Tomahawk, starring Kurt Russell. Fucking great movie. That is an example of the rare... You know how people say, oh, you know, Republicans don't make movies, or... That is an example.
We got two here.
Ooh, nice.
One there and one up there. And then as far as me, as far as what
I got... some pods, too, to...
You got a whole box...
folder full of pods, yeah.
Two bucks. I grabbed a couple of fun ones here. Gangs of New York, put out by Miramax.
Yeah.
For a quarter.
Yeah. Fucking Scorsese.
Yeah. Wall-E, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Prestige. This Prestige.
Keep seeing Wall-E, and I should probably pick it up because I love that movie.
Pulp Fiction, another Miramax.
Yeah.
And I actually don't have a Prestige copy of that. Psycho Gorman.
Psycho Gorman is supposed to be really good.
Another Miramax, Doubt, with Meryl Streep, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Amy Adams.
So with a dead actor from a dead company.
Yep. And then Paul Rudd's Nerdland Blu-ray.
I have no idea what that is.
No, but for $1, still in a shrink wrap.
Patton Oswalt, too.
Yeah.
So then
the entire 139-episode box set of I Dream of Jeannie, mint in package for... 25 cents.
25 cents.
2 cents.
I also got a handy dandy sewing kit, like in a it's like a Boy Scout pouch. I don't think it's Boy Scout.
He had some interesting magazines from the early. Yeah. This is a Charlton one.
I was considering it. I'm like, I'm not really interested in those.
No, but this one looked kind of interesting.
They're from like 73, which is a time period that I like. But if they were from the 50s, I would have picked them up. I picked up this
Creeps. That's a modern version.
Yes,
Winter of 2019.
It's probably just. It looks like it's all reprints of.
And a few Captain America comics from the 80s for 50 cents, 25 cents each. You know, 25 cents to
25
sell for
cents,
a buck.
That's how, and I got a little magnifying loop, too.
They got that, they let me actually mix and match and got the entire.
That was one of the first DVDs I bought last year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those. They sold a lot of those because they're turning up a lot of... But it's a two-disc set, you know?
Yeah, for a quarter.
Yeah.
And it's in perfect condition.
Yeah.
You can't lose!
No.
Just your time to list it. Well, we have two of them to hit here, and then we'll be...
Then we'll be back.
Out of Seabreeze. Oh, God. Why do we gotta do this to ourselves?
What?
This is the greatest outro ever.
Champagne Jam? I just bought this vinyl.
Last week or 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago. Although if you go on YouTube, you'd think this song was by Ween. They put this up attributed to Ween a lot. And, viably, this could be Ween.
This actually is it.
And that guy, remember, he was like, this album is so great. And I was like, okay, I listened to it. Last week, it's fucking great.
Yeah, I would love to see the Atlanta Rhythm sometime.
It had a lot of songs that I did not know that they did, I didn't remember that they did, and I was like, oh yeah, this is a really good song. They're very mellow,
but they're really good.
Yes,
they're tasty.
Yes. All right. Oh, Jesus. As you hear, another noisemaker has entered the phrase. Choo choo. I barely have enough lung power to run this fucking thing. Anyway. 50 cents. 50 cent train whistle. A comic, a kid's comic called Awkward.
You know what you buying that is?
What?
Awkward.
And what about buying the Human Sexualities
book? Exactly. Those two together, it's like, last thing you know, I'm going to have like witness protection walking around me.
The FBI is going to come and seize my computer.
Fucking weirdo.
Be the most boring computer FBI's ever raided.
I can remember years ago I was at your house and it was like your computer was going off like a fire.
Yes.
And you're like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm like,
it was an internal speaker built on the motherboard of it. It would overheat and go beep, 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 boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. I worked that computer I was editing GAD shows on that computer and stuff. I had to upgrade to a Mac after that when Macs were actually good.
Yeah.
Before they became garbage machines.
Oh. Speaking of Ozzy.
Yeah, oh well.
Yeah, they don't know what we're talking about, but.
Yeah, we just saw this little old lady metalhead.
With an Ozzy Osbourne tribute, like, button down shirt that was open. And she had, like, two or three different colors of it.
She had, like, cat ears on, and just kind of like Edith Massey from John Waters' movies. Just like, Mr. Ozman. Can you play more Black Sabbath songs? I like all Black Sabbath songs.
I am the man in black.
Spoiler, Ozzy, it's the devil. There, question answered. You don't have to sing anymore. All right. We'll be right back. All right. Haven't been picking much up of anything. Hit a few garage sales.
We've been thoroughly hitting all the garage sales and finding dick.
Diddly squat, although the last one I did get a record. 22 high ballin' hits, which is just a double record set of trucker songs. Probably for it's not a KTEL, but it's like definitely as seen on TV type of record. But
and then there was the Santana Abraxas record, which was missing
a record,
missing one of the records.
Yeah, the records were there was a old like early 60s band called the Astronauts, and I was like, ooh, this looks really interesting, but the record was just thrashed on the inside. And it was estate sale.
That's where we're going.
Oh, okay.
Right down the street from me.
And, yeah, like I've got my new ultrasonic cleaner for my records, which works beautifully, but guess what it doesn't fix? Deep ingrained scratches. So no Astronauts for me. Oh well. We got another estate sale. We've been hitting a lot of estate sales this summer.
Well, not as much as we were last year, but the last couple of weeks.
They've been better than usual. Yesterday was the only kind of turd one.
So this is not the estate sale.
It says estate sale.
I know, but that's not the one I was going to. I'm going to go to this other one first.
Okay.
See if that one's actually legit.
I hope so. Oh, there's a sign up here. Oh, stay alert. School's open. Stay alert. School isn't open yet, is it?
College.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but what does that mean around here? What, you know? I mean, they've been around like the high schools and elementary schools around here. I guess they're just getting ahead of the game.
This is around the quite, man. back in the day, people used to think that they used to hand out switchblades to kids as freshmen. This is the street we're supposed to be going at. What am I doing?
I don't know what you're doing. You're going down the street. No sign, though.
No sign. No sign left for you.
All right. Well.
No sign. No sign.
All right, guess who?
Huh? Well, that sure looks like a spot.
All right, we will be back.
Our crowd.
Anyway, we just stopped by Johnny Bueno's house so he could get an ice pack for his aching balls.
Opposite of balls. Other side. Unless you're talking about all the times we had to deal with these
people
at the estate sales.
So Johnny just got his ice pack for his bunghole. Huzzah! So we just hit an annoying garage or estate sale where everybody brought their kids and stood in the doorways and talked loudly and blocked everybody off. And
I mean, what kind of guy...
Even when we went to get paid, the little kids are standing in front of where you have to pay, and they're just, like, talking to... Everybody's talking to each other.
I mean, you want... I mean, that guy... That guy... That guy is out of control.
Well, A, he had the most obnoxious voice...
Yes.
...ever. Cut through.
So this guy is
I'm one to talk, but he had no indoor voice.
No indoor voice. With this woman, she appeared European, with two annoying, like, kids under the age of five, and standing in the hallway, holding court, everywhere you looked.
Yeah. Every time you turned, every time you wanted to go into a new room. And just oblivious. People would be standing waiting for him to get out of the way, and they would just be like, no, we're camped out here.
And then at the very end, I've never seen this one before, as we cross over the mighty Genesee, where the river runs a little browner. He's like, hey, kids, let's take a picture in front of the house with our hall. Like, what? Holy cow.
Well, because that's internet brain brokenness, especially when they use the word hall.
He literally used the word hall.
That's the tell that he's an internet...
Honk!
Garage sale guy that I'm going to complain about now as we do our internet garage sale show. But at least we don't talk about our hall. Everybody.
Yeah,
like,
we do!
That's... We don't use the word haul.
No?
That's what we do. We talk about the shit that we got, but we don't go, look at this haul. Now we're going to have an unboxing. Fuck you, unboxing.
I like using the word contraband.
But I got me a set of hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil monkeys there for a reasonable price. But if you want to talk reasonable price, not to cut you off, I'm just setting you up here. Johnny Bueno got the reasonable price.
As long as it works. I got a $2 Blu-ray player with the remote and plugs.
Yeah. Honestly, there ain't much to go wrong with Blu-ray players and DVD players and stuff. They're kind of hard to...
Sometimes they just get old and they stop working.
Yeah, but Blu-ray players haven't been around long enough to start doing that.
Well, I've had a Blu-ray player kind of since the beginning.
Like did it shit the bed?
No, but sometimes it's a little flaky and it's like a dozen years old. So, you know. It's a nice $2 insurance policy.
Yeah.
And I keep on finding Miramax DVDs now. I don't know if they're worth anything, but, you know, what the heck.
Well, mine haven't been, but I haven't been getting really good ones.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because... I don't know if it's people want to buy. Obviously, they don't want to buy them just because they're Merrimex, because that's kind of creepy. Well, that's what we're doing, but that's because we're, you know, somebody might want that movie because they're not in print anymore.
Right.
But nobody's like, I collect only Miramax pictures because, you know why? God love Weinstein. Household and garage sale, Cavill.
We're going to Henry's place.
It's the old Superman zone.
It's the irritable bowel syndrome Superman. That's right, I said it, Dan. He's the IBS Superman. Oh, look, it's Velma Lane. Wah, wah, wah.
Right next to Dinkley Drive. All right. We got some more garage sales to go to in this mega. Oh, my God. Getting ahead of the fucking curve. Here we go, coming around the bend, and there's a fucking 20-foot pumpkin. It's not quite 20 foot. I would say that's a 15-foot pumpkin. Jesus H. Christ. It's not even September yet. They cannot keep it in their pants. They cannot keep the pumpkin in their pants. Holy shit. Halloween people are special people, but you know what? They're better people than Christmas people. There, I said it.
And you know what they are?
If I were their neighbors, I'd start putting out the Christmas lights and stuff just to be like, oh yeah? All right, well, we got to go. What the hell is that sitting in the chair there? It's a pumpkin head. Jesus. It's not even September yet, everybody. All right.
I wish there's a Corona light bottle next to it.
Yeah. She's getting her picture with both of them. Oh, the pumpkin head's drinking the Corona bottle.
And she's taking a picture of it.
Of course. They sound like they're cut from the same cloth as you, Johnny Bueno. They're just doing a Bueno. Oh, everything's blowing down at your garage sale. All right. We got to go, guys. We got to go. I want to keep talking to you, but we got to fucking go to this.
It's so funny to get thrown up when I get to
yeah. All right. We're zenning out here with some George Harrison. Real quick, we just went to a fundraiser for the Cancer Society. I got a Alan Parsons record for a buck and a couple of little power records. Star Trek 7 inches, valueless and garbage, but you gotta have them. You gotta have them. Johnny Bueno got some
cassettes. I got a Guns N' Roses cassette. Your destination is on the left. I got a Erasure cassette. I got a couple of cool ones. I got a Michael Schenker group. It's the Macaulay Schenker group. Which I'm not sure what that means, but...
Oh, I think it's probably... It was three people. So it was Macaulay, Schenker, and someone else. So it was MST, so...
Oh.
So it's some other... It's someone else whose last name is Macaulay.
Yeah, so we got four cassettes for $2. They're all in nice shape and complete, so...
And I got a big box set, book set of Prince Valiant hardcovers.
Yep.
From Fantagraphic reprints, giant size... So they gotta look gorgeous.
Coffee table.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to a coffee table to crack them open yet, but I'm sure they look gorgeous. And I'll be checking those out.
You could use your crack table and double it for a coffee table.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't drink coffee. But.
Yeah, I just gotta be careful not to burn any crack holes in my new books.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that lady at that one garage sale might have been able to hook us up with a little crack.
Oh, my God. She was so scary. She had those freaking crackhead eyes and the braces.
She had the thing where somebody who's on, like, an amphetamine enjoyer, or sometimes heroin, but they have that, like, they just can't stop talking. Sort of like us, except just nonsense... Babbling, fussing, rubbing their hands together.
Gibberish.
Vargas Pike isn't listening to this. Vargas Pike with his goddamn gibberish. It's pronounced gibberish. Okay, Vargas Pike. What was the other one that there was another one that he pronounced wrong that he was very... I'm a substitute teacher. I know what gibberish is.
I just love taking you off the rails. Okay, we gotta get to this class.
Yes. Well, finally it's happened.
Yeah, it did.
I finally got, now that I have my new house, I finally got my first taxidermy. Not as good as my old taxidermies, which was just this beautiful, luxurious, scraggly-ass black squirrel climbing up a tree. I haven't got that, but the day isn't over. And it isn't a taxidermied piranha. But I'll find another one of those for sure.
You got a taxidermy piranha?
I used to.
Come on.
Yeah. It was fucking fantastic. Fucking fantastic.
Sure it wasn't a piranha?
I often wonder if our house burned down because the ghost of the piranha and the squirrel were pissed off.
It's possible.
It is possible. But no, I've got a taxidermied, just dusty old pheasant mounted on a board. I know my housemate's gonna go like, "Oh Jesus!"
Yeah.
And I'll go, "It's going in my room. Don't worry."
It's going in your room.
Probably. I don't know. It might. I mean, obviously, it's gonna fit right into our basement.
Right.
But I don't know if my roommate's going to be
up for that.
But then again, she might, because she has a whole glass globe full of taxidermy birds. But they're just smaller birds. And they're wonderfully preserved. This guy's in good shape. He's just dusty in one of his... He's got one toe that's been broken off on him. But, beggars can't be choosers. And when you get a cheap taxidermy, you gotta take the call. And,
I'm
that man.
Yeah, and, Mr. Chicken's got a friend.
He's jealous. Ow! Ow, my balls! Ah! Little Beatles White Album. Got me a White Album a couple weeks ago. Very happy. I'm doing a little experiment. Last couple of garage sales. Did you get anything at either of those? They weren't very good.
I haven't bought much. I did buy something. You already forgot.
I did.
Freaking dumb.
I have the memory of a goldfish, dude.
Chasing Amy on VHS.
Oh, on VHS, that's right.
That's about as good as you can find.
That's got to be, like, I remember I used to have Star Wars Episode 1 on VHS.
I actually have the Clerks cartoon on VHS.
Yeah, I used to have that too.
That's the only one I had, the only VHS tape I ever kept. Now I have two.
Yeah, well, it's not something you see every day either.
No.
It's so funny because it was really good. And it just sort of dropped out of existence. But I got at this one sale these like knockoff Goosebumps, but they're called Shivers. And like whoever the author is, like even signs that, like, has a signed signature like R.L. Stine. So we'll see how a Timu off-brand Goosebumps goes.
We'll see.
And then I got a couple mangas called Warriors that's about two cats. And they're little paperback. And they were 50 cents a piece, too. And I'm like, I like cats. I like comics. See if anybody wants to buy these for
as long as they don't stress me out.
Oh! Oh! Yes! Yes! That's the money joke. Dude's a dad. He can't help it, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize for him. He thinks his daughter's here to embarrass him. Nope. No, only himself. Only himself.
What was the name of that? Was that Clarabelle that only spoke?
Only spoke with a horn.
So I could be the.
You could be the. You could just wear that on your chest. And be just like,
would you get Johnny Bueno? Oh, more Batman cards. Good.
You gotta have one that's negative. That's gotta be. This has gotta be yes. But yeah, and you communicate with only those like Captain Christopher Pike. We'll make you a little fucking motorized wheelchair.
I'm not seeing any sale, are you?
No. No, all I'm seeing is a lion sign. It's a dead end, too, so... It's... All right. Combined with a bad garage sale sign and Public Enemy, I'm ready for some righteous anger.
Well,
all right, and that dad
after
joke.
After a rather frustrating but delicious lunch, Johnny and I are back on the road.
Tape rolling.
All right. Sorry, dropped my vape.
Look at that fucking thing.
Isn't it neat?
I guess, yeah, it is kind of neat.
It'd be cool if it'd be like a sparkly purple. Like Speed Buggy.
I wonder how stable those things are.
Nah. That's why you're supposed to ride them on the sand. They're called dune buggies.
But it's like a three-wheeler dune buggy with two wheels in the front and one in the back.
Yeah.
We hit a couple garage sales, nothing. We hit this one garage sale, just this quiet old guy. And,
bang!
Table full of books. It says, paperbacks 10 cents, hardcovers 50 cents. And Johnny's like, hey, here's a book on Pogs. You just bought those Pogs today. And I was like, yeah. But then, like, he's like, 10 cents for soft covers. It's like, oh, okay. Boom. Robert Anton Wilson books.
A whole slew of them.
Two of them.
Well, sure. All those the Vonneguts.
And then a whole slew of original Kurt Vonnegut paperbacks. First printing, but, like, the original run of paperbacks of Vonnegut. All the ones I used to... Basically, I was like... replacing big chunks of my bookshelf. I got the Star Wars novelization, an original one. I got the Return of the Jedi, too.
In that one?
At the sale.
Oh, wow.
In paperback. And a bunch of other paperbacks that I don't remember what they were because I was just in fucking... This is one of the best garage sales I've been to in a long time because they're just hard. Like those Robert Anton Wilson books, I could easily go online and get them, but they're going to cost me $20-$25 a piece because all his books are out of print.
So there's no doubt that we've probably been to over 20 garage sales today, and I picked you up at 8:30 in the freaking morning.
Yep.
Here we are. We've probably logged over 100 miles, I'd say. In 6 hours, and finally.
It hasn't been bad either. I mean, I got that Prince Valiant. I got my pheasant.
You got that MIDI?
I got a friend. Oh, that's right. I got a like MIDI sequencer for $5. All I have to do is get a. I need to get the proper. It's kind of an older style USB cord, too. And,
I just love saying proper.
Proper. And, because it doesn't have a power cable, it just, it plugs into your computer to, do it, but, so now I got a MIDI sequencer for $5.
Yeah, you're having a better day to be.
It's not like a super high-end one. That was probably like $150 brand new.
I had the better day yesterday, I think.
Yes, you had a good day yesterday.
And I think you're having a better day today.
I definitely cannot complain today.
I can't complain about today either. I mean, I haven't really gotten a lot, but I'm still finding things here and there.
Not a record. Like, it's been record days for me the last few times. And today, I think it's the only record I got was that Trucker, the Trucker songs. Oh, no, and I got the two Star Treks.
But those are so awful, I'll never listen to them. But they also take up very little space. So I think it's 2:57. I think we should just call it.
No. No.
Why? You know some place that's open?
Yeah,
before?
We got this place here, and then there's those two places near your house that are open till like 5 and 6 o'clock.
Oh, you're right. Never mind, everybody. We're still in action. We're still in action. I know it's been a long show. I know you got to take a shit. Why don't you put your headphones on, your MP3 player, go settle in, because we're not done yet.
P3.
I know your wife and or girlfriend wants to have sex right now. Tell her to fuck off. I'm not done with my garage sale gloat yet. I will satisfy you later. Let me get satisfied first.
Okay, it's
for once. For once, let me get satisfied once. Just once let me finish my garage sale gloat before you pester me for pussy and sex. All right.
Carl, does that say Carl Fuchs Drive?
Carl Fuchs. Fuchs Drive. Next to Bear Drive. Carl Fuchs Bear. He sure does. He sure does. But only after Garage Sale Gloat is finished. All right, we just hit another garage sale. Johnny Bueno got a Halloween costume.
Another kid's Halloween costume. I'm up to about 8.
What else do you got?
I got the Harley Quinn one that one time. Wonder Woman and Supergirl that one time. There's a few of them that I got over the course of the summer. And tomorrow and Sunday would be a perfect time to take pictures of them all and get them listed for all those responsible mothers.
Yep.
And you'll have to make sure you get the sizes right, nothing's missing, anything torn. If it's torn, you might as well just throw it out.
But yeah.
I mean, I only spent $2 or less on any of them, so, you know, it's one of those.
Well, this time you got like a Marine or whatever.
I got an Army Ranger. They had a Joker one. They had a Joker one, but the problem with the Joker one, it didn't have the insert, the paper insert to go with it.
For what?
To show what it looks like. That would have been perfect to go with my other DC girl heroes, but oh smell.
What are you gonna do? See, I was a real dick about Halloween costumes. I didn't put them up till October 1st. And that way you get the people who are, like, panicking at the last second and would just, like...
I'm telling you, man, I've gotten...
People would battle over them in auctions. That was when you could do auctions and they would work.
Yeah, now I just put $10 on them plus shipping.
I used to... There was a time, you don't see them as much anymore... There were a zillion million Transformers costumes out there, and those always sold like gold.
Gold! Gold!
But those days are over. They were the shoddiest costumes, too, and I couldn't believe... The most expensive costume I ever sold was Leatherface. Had nice. A nice Leatherface one. Also, the nickname of one of my coworkers at one of the restaurants I worked at.
Yeah.
Not a man either.
What'd their face look like?
Leather. Leather. All right. Well, we got a couple more in my neighborhood. We got to drive for a while, so we're just gonna shut you down.
10 minutes.
We're gonna put you on ice. Tell your wife to put it on ice, and you'll be right with her. And full of beans.
It's a good ending song.
Well,
winding down an old garage sale land. I don't know why I'm talking with a southern accent. Listen to a British band.
Arthur, you don't have a southern accent.
I do when I wanna. I know the lines. I know the lines. I know all of the lines.
Yeah, it's just more gibberish.
This is the last time we're ever playing. Artistic differences. Yeah, I'm an artist and you're different. Anyway.
By the way, we'll be playing next week at Milestones.
Ba-da-bum.
Opening up for Hypnotic Clam Bake at 9 p.m.
Anyway, we are done. We hit two garage sales. Johnny made the last purchase of the day, which was... It was a comic. Framed comic.
Oh, I got a Woody Woodpecker number one comic. Harvey comic. From,
Oh, no, we gotta go the other way. Sorry.
Yeah, this is how we milk the audience.
Line up, guys. The milking's beginning. Get it before our hands get chapped. Before we have to put the bag bomb on.
So, yeah. That one will definitely be for little Danny Fogle.
That two weeks in a row.
I've got the framed comic book.
A framed comic book cover. Is that the whole comic, though?
Yeah, it was. The number one issue.
Is it actually worth taking? Is it going to be hung up, or is it actually worth...
I don't know.
Taking out.
I don't know. How much are you going to give me for it?
Nothing. Oh, what?
Oh, it's next week, the picnic. We'll have to hit that up. It's right near your house.
Sleepy Hollow. Where the hell is Sleepy Hollow?
No, they're going to tell the story of Sleepy Hollow.
Oh.
Sleepy Hollow is down in Westchester County where my,
yeah.
Where my daughter was born. The real Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
With Ichabod.
Yeah.
Now, there's a name that should be brought back. Versus Reef or something like that.
I forgot that Goldblum played Ichabod Crane.
Goldblum?
What a perfect role for Goldblum.
Goldblum?
Brundlefly.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, we're done. We're done for the week.
We're
donezo.
Punchy.
We are punchy.
That's been a lot of garage selling. And where is that guy running to? That's all I want
to
know.
What is he running from? That's what I want to know. He's running to a heart attack is what he's doing. He's running to his heavenly reward is what's going on there.
Is that what that last one was for? Right,
and they're always... And those old fat guys that look like they're dying and jogging, and they're like in the full sunlight with like... sweats and a long sleeve sweatshirt on.
They're really got a lather going.
Yeah, like that, like sweating off a little extra sweat ain't gonna be reversed when they take their first drink of water. Anyway, we'll be back next week or weather permitting. Probably heading out to Clarence.
What's your Clarence? Time. Clarence.
And maybe we'll have a special garage sale gloat surprise for you.
A couple of them, possibly.
Yep.
You never know.
We'll see how things work out. But that's for us to know and you to find out.
So there.